Let's face it, no kid in high school feels as though they fit in. Stephen King.
It's senior prom. Somehow the class managed to get Michael Bolton to perform, and he's singing some gushy love songs, When the Lights Go Low and Blue. It's at that very exact moment that Corey Barnett, star quarterback of the varsity football team and undisputed hunk of Puncture High School, and you can quote me on that, but not to him, okay? As he comes to his senses and realizes, I'm the girl of his dreams. We dance, and grown men cry. I'm wearing a size 6, and Corey talks about marriage and children. His hands are huge, and his muscles are rock hard, but he holds me like a little baby. Then he looks at me with those clint black eyes, and I know it's coming. Our first kiss! I close my eyes as he pulls me close. His breath is cool and minty fresh on my fevered lips, and suddenly the weight is killing me. It's all I can do to keep from yelling, take me now, you great big rock-hard monkey man, you! We're inches apart, our eyes lock, our...
Heads up!
Whoa, right in the kisser!
And...
Wake up!
She's out!
Miss Peters! This position is not in the book.
Can I have her personal effects?
Look, she blew a scoop.
Arms akimbo.
That girl's no trooper.
Francine's a delicate flower, Miss
Just
Bushbell.
A major head injury, Miss Bushbell. Nothing to worry about.
What a kiss.
The ball, on the other hand, is a total goner.
Okay, sit here until you can remember your name.
Percy.
Your name?
Volleyball.
How many fingers am I holding up?
What's the combination to your locker?
You two, back in the game.
But we're afraid, Miss Butchbell. We're very afraid.
Play!
I'm not afraid. I'm a Leo.
Play ball!
Francine.
It's my new friend, Katina. Hi, Katina. What are you doing dressed for gym during the slow dance? Oh, yeah. I think maybe Corey kissed me too hard. With a volleyball? Yeah. That's the girl who gave Corey the volleyball. Why is she dressed for gym too? Wait, Katina, don't pick up the disco ball. What is a disco ball doing on the dance floor? No, wait!
Oh my gosh.
That...
Oh my god.
That must have hurt. Oh, her? Yeah, I
think
she was... Oh, dear. Oh, oh my. Why is everybody fighting in the middle of prom? In gym clothes?
You stand right there and don't move. You hear me, wise guy? You think you're funny, don't you? You think this is funny? You stand here for the rest of the day and see how funny it is. Everybody, back inside. Play ball!
Hey, Chivansky.
Huh?
Me and Lisa are going for some tutti frutti. You wanna come too? We could share three ways.
Hey, Kat.
Looks like it's just you and me, Miss Riley. I guess some people just don't know a good thing when they see it. Dumb blondes and all that.
Oh, I'm so happy my boy's home for the weekend. Francie, go get your brother some more tea.
So, tell me, son. They have any cute girls at the university?
Well...
Benjamin's not gonna jeopardize his studies by dating, are you? Besides, what about that cute Molly Lane?
Molly's gone, Ma. She moved to New York to be a writer.
Good riddance. She was weird.
What do you mean, weird? I've known her mother since high school.
She's not weird. She's creative.
Hey, I asked a question over here.
She used to zone out all the time. Like she was on drugs or something.
They call it thinking, Francine. They teach it in college.
Damn it, do they have any cute girls at that school or what?
Why do you keep asking that? Why do you care?
Hey, what's up?
What got into you today? Did you really have to stand in the hall till 3:30?
Beats sitting in class. So you got a brother I saw through the window.
Yeah, Benjamin. He goes to UT, but I asked him to come home this weekend to see me in the school play tomorrow night.
You're still going through with that? After the way that woman treated you?
Sure. Miss Beam's okay.
She's Hitler in heels!
No, she's not!
Yeah, she has a little mustache and everything.
You are so awful!
False in master cast!
You know, Katina...
Ketchu.
Huh? Bless you.
No, you can call me Ketchu. It's, I was real little when I was a kid. Hard to believe now, I know.
Nah.
But my dad said I was too little for such a big name.
Katina Chuvansky.
Yeah. He said when I was born, I was no bigger than a sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
So he always called me his little Ketchu. I guess if you want to. I wouldn't mind it if you, whatever.
Ketchu?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
You've been listening to Episode 3 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 6, High School, by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte, sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Vanessa Van Zer was Ketchu, Nicole Tomte was Francine, Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters, Jim Moon was Mr. Peters, Kira Hendricks and Sarah Palmero were Mean Girls, Tim Price was Johnny, Pamela Jean Agalus was Coach Butchbull, Kira Hendricks was Lisa Riley, Brad Oxnam was Benjamin Peters. All other parts played by the ATW Players. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Music by Danya Vodovos. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore available through abstractstudiocomics.com. As always, you can contact us at htwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at htw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.